Pirates versus Tyrants. This is the Tom Wren Show, where we practice piracy on the enemies of freedom and liberty.
Hello, 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 and welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So, how many of you love Satan? Any takers there? I don't think Yuval Noah Harari or Klaus Schwab listen to this show. So I'm guessing there's not a whole lot of hands up. And I don't think that we are well supported by the Church of Satan, which apparently is a thing. And apparently the Grammys probably don't like us either. That's where I'm going with this, is the Grammys, because if you love Satan, you love the Grammys. If you don't love Satan, well, the Grammys were probably somewhat disturbing for you. It's an amazing thing that we've gotten to a point in this country where we can openly have performances promoting Satanism. The song titled Unholy on mainstream media at prime time, and that's okay. But if you are, if you're fighting against Died Suddenly or COVID or anything like that, that's labeled misinformation and censored. What have we come to? What have we come to? Well, what we've come to is a period of time where we're essentially at a crossroads, right? We've got a couple options. We got the easy option and we got the right option. And they are not at all the same thing. The easy option is that we continue to stand aside and say, you know, life's good enough. I'm going to get out of the way. Let these guys do what they're going to do. It doesn't affect me. It's okay. You know, whatever. That's fine. And so we continue to deteriorate and deteriorate. And that's kind of what happened before World War II, while Hitler continued to build and grow in his desire to destroy humanity. Or we can do the right thing, which is to fight back. Hashtag fight back. Hashtag God wins. I was like on Truth Social, because those two hashtags are usually doing pretty good. Well, I think you know where I fall, but I think with regards to these Grammys, one of the things that might be more interesting or noteworthy than the fact that some fat buffoon got on stage and did some sort of bizarre, satanic, just sick, perverse garbage, was the tweet that CBS has deleted because, you know, someone noticed. Before the show, where this Sam Smith character was going to perform his single, quote, Unholy, that's the name of the song, Unholy. Sounds great, right? I mean, isn't that the song you want played at the Grammy? It is sponsored by Pfizer, so, you know, who can be surprised about that? But before the show, where he was talking about Unholy, he had tweeted that, quote, this is going to be special. I can't argue with that. I mean, he did have a male-to-female transgender singer, Kim Petras. I don't even know what that means. So is Kim Petras a dude pretending to be a girl, or a girl pretending to be a dude? Is it a dude is it a girl with a penis? Is it a guy without one? I don't even know what does male to female transgender singer songwriter mean? I'm looking at my producer and she does not look like she knows any more than I do. I don't think anybody knows. So yeah, I don't even know. And nor do I care. I guess I really don't care whether Kim Petras has a penis or not, and whether Kim Petras wears a dress or not. It just doesn't matter to me, because if Kim Petras fell off the planet tomorrow, it would be completely irrelevant in my universe. And frankly, if they were collaborating with the Sam Smith guy to do a song titled Unholy on the Grammys that was satanic, the world will probably be a better place if she did fall off the planet. So, or he, or it, or whatever the hell it is. Okay. So, yeah, Smith tweeted quote, this is going to be special. Well, CBS says, quote, dot, 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 you can say that again. We are ready to worship. That's right, folks. CBS's reply was, quote, dot, 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 you can say that again. We are ready to worship. Now, they had a satanic theme performance titled Unholy. CBS's response was, dot, 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 you can say that again. We are ready to worship. Can I say that again? CBS, right? The CBS, that big station. They own all these stations. Mainstream news, CBS, said in response to Sam Smith saying this is going to be special, referring to his satanic performance of the song Unholy, CBS responded and said, quote, dot, 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 you can say that again. We are ready to worship, exclamation mark, unquote. So they were excitedly ready to worship. One of the responses was, hey, CBS, why did you... So CBS deleted this, right? So there was quite a bit of blowback, and you know, people said, wait, CBS, are you telling us that you're excited to worship Satan? And I mean, I don't think that's a real ridiculous question in light of the fact that Sam Smith was performing Unholy, set to a whole satanic theme, and said this is going to be special, and CBS says, quote, you can say that again, we are ready to worship, exclamation point. I mean, I don't want to be, you know, overly nuanced or read too much into this, but we are ready to worship seems very much like they're ready to worship this Satan type thing, right? I mean, what else should I take that to mean? What, they're ready to worship Sam Smith? Or Kim Petras, who may or may not have a penis? What am I to take from that? Well, a lot of people said, so CBS, are you, have we gone down that road? Are we now Satan worshipers, CBS? Because, you know, if you are, maybe I want to watch you a little less. I'm just saying. I mean, you are running satanic Grammys, and they are sponsored by Pfizer. And, you did say that you want to worship a Satan thing. So are you CBS endorsing Satan worship? And so that was a very common theme to the replies on Twitter. And CBS has deleted that tweet now, right? And, you know, this was posted. This guy who goes by Trump is my president says, hey, at CBS, why did you delete the tweet admitting you are Satan worshipers? And then they showed a pic of the tweet. I mean, you know, a lot of people, so when we go to like the reawakening tours, because I do that with Clay Clark and General Flynn and those guys, and when we travel around and I speak at different events, a lot of the talk behind the scenes for people who are fighting against COVID jabs, people who are fighting election integrity, people who are fighting censorship, it doesn't really matter which of the issues I'm involved in or where I'm fighting. One of the things that's a very common theme behind the scenes on our side is that it really feels to most of us like a good and evil fight. Like we truly are fighting evil. And we've been talking about this behind the scenes. Yeah, the first Reawakened tour, I think, was early 2021, maybe. I'm trying to remember the dates. But, you know, even before that, you know, we would have meetings, the guys that were fighting with me. Before that, it was a pretty small handful. But, you know, we would talk about this. This just really seems like a good and evil thing, because we knew that the vaccines were going to kill people and sterilize people on a massive scale. We knew about the censorship. We knew about all these things. I mean, I've been trying to get the word out and suing people and fighting them in courts for 3 years almost. You know, I mean, we've done everything we could. So we knew where this was coming from, and it wasn't a place of goodness. And we've kind of discussed very frequently, good v. evil. Is this a good v. evil fight? And I will tell you that anybody who's been in this fight for a while, that is really any sort of awake about the bigger picture, will they almost universally agree this is a God and Satan fight. This is a good and evil fight, right? This is good v. evil. Even our, you know, even in Michigan, I know that some of this will be controversial for me to say for some of my listeners, but you know, up in Michigan, there's a wonderful, wonderful Christian pastor, and she, and there's a large Islamic community. Even the Islamic community joined with our Christian community up there to oppose what they're doing to groom these kids in school, because it's evil by any standard. It doesn't matter. Even Christian, Muslim, Jew, it doesn't matter. What they're doing is just plain evil. I don't know too many religions. And all the Judaic religions, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, you know, which, you know, is a vast majority of the people on this planet, they all agree that, you know, worshiping Satan is a bad idea. It's just not a good thing. It's offensive. It's horrible. It's awful. I don't know a whole lot of people that say that, you know, worshiping Satan is a good thing. So, you know, I do believe from the bottom of my heart and from the depths of my being that this is a good and evil fight. I just don't think there's any question about it. And every now and then, just in case someone needs smacked in the face with a 2x4 to be awakened to that, something will happen that does it. Well, I don't know. Could you get any more blatant than some dude or chick with or without a penis collaborating to do a pro Satan unholy song and then tweeting about it, and then CBS replying, "We're ready to worship." This is where we are. Now you wonder why CBS censors the truth about vaccines, even though it's killing people. Well, wait a second, guys, let me help you. Let me pull you through this analysis. Right and wrong ultimately have to come from God. If they don't come from God, then there is no right and wrong, and moral relativism is true, right? If moral relativism is true, though, it has to be true in every instance. And so that means that if I say to you, when is slavery okay, or when is child rape okay, and you say never, then you don't believe in moral relativism, because you believe it is always wrong to do those things. And I would agree, it is always wrong to do those things. So moral relativism means that nothing is right or wrong. Well, really no sane person believes that. If there are universal moral constants, now we can debate those, and that's how people trick you into thinking that moral relativism is a thing, but it's not. Because again, all you have to do is ask the person who's telling you moral relativism is real. All you have to do is say to them, when is infant rape or slavery okay? If they say never, then there's no moral relativism. It's real simple, right? When is what Hitler did okay? Never. Okay, then there's no moral relativism. The question is, what is moral and what isn't? And that's debatable, right? But if there is any morality that is universal, that's a thought, right? It's not a physical thing. Like, I can't pick up a rock and say this is moral. You know, morality is a manifestation of conscience. And so if there's any universal moral truths, then it has to come from a conscience, and that could only be God, right? Because God is the only universal conscience. So, you know, to my mind, it's absolutely clear what's going on. You have a God thing and a devil thing. To my mind, what's going on here is very clear. You have a bunch of crooked, monstrous people who are pushing, you know, certain messages and certain positions to promote themselves at the expense of the rest of humanity. But let's say for a second that you don't, that you are a pro-Satan person. Well, first of all, if you're a pro-Satan person, then that means you're okay with lying, because honesty is a God thing, right? God doesn't like liars. It's on the Christian Judeo, you know, I mean, there's a lot of, that's not in the Satan side of things, right? So God doesn't like liars. So if you're CBS and if you're worshiping Satan, would you have a problem lying about that, right? Would the people at CBS who are promoting this, would they have a problem lying about whether or not they do that? Well, of course not. But why? What? They're accountable to God? Well, their God is Satan. If their God, I mean, that's what we're saying here. If in fact this is accurate, and if these guys are saying what it looks like they were saying, and they're saying that we weren't worship Satan, well, then why would you expect them to tell the truth about it? You know, I mean, what? Because it's moral? Because it's the right thing to do? They don't have a right thing to do. Now, also remember this. If they don't have a right thing to do, why would they have an issue lying to you about vaccines that are killing people? As long as whoever's in charge is aware and they're not getting it, well, who the hell cares if everybody else dies, right? I'm making money off these vaccines. If you're CBS, you say, I'm making money off these things. I don't care who dies. What do you mean right and wrong? That's nonsense. You know, I'm a devil guy if you're a CBS. So for people like us, people who believe in God and who love God, that's just not that's not a thing, right? That's just not a thing. And we got a lot more on this, but for right now, I want to tell you guys I'm super happy about my Cofix. I've been taking my Cofix. I'm healed up. I've gotten through the ravages of what would have been a terrible, terrible cold, nasty yuckiness. Didn't need antibiotics. Didn't need really much of anything. You know, some Naputi brand vitamin D and zinc, which I, you can get at TomRens.com. But Cofix was one of my mainstays. I used the heck out of Cofix, and you can get some using clicking on the banner ad here and using the Out Loud code at checkout. If you use the Out Loud code at checkout, you get a big discount, and you want to do that. So use that code, get yourself some Cofix, and if you get a cold like I had, well, guess what? It won't be that bad. We'll be right back with more.
You already know Genesis plus HOCL is your best defense against viruses. But did you also know it's the most powerful weapon for eliminating airborne mold too? Customers are raving about the Genesis Fogger's ability to tackle mold problems and the bad smells that go with them. And we all know mold is a hazard to your health. There's no airborne invader that Genesis can't handle. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you're ready for anything.
Hello, I'm Ben Marble, MD, and I founded MyFreeDoctor.com as a donation-supported, faith-based nonprofit with a mission to save lives by delivering free doctor visits to patients in all 50 states of America. MyFreeDoctor.com treats a broad range of health concerns like COVID-19, long COVID, sinus infections, urinary tract infections, rashes, medication refills, and more. So please visit MyFreeDoctor.com, where we're healing America one person at a time.
You wouldn't go a day without brushing your teeth or washing your hands. What about washing your nose? I mean, your nose does filter the air you breathe, air loaded with bacteria, viruses, and irritants. Make nasal hygiene part of your routine with Clear. No messy bottles to fill, no drowning sensation. Clear is a natural drug-free saline with the added benefit of xylitol, which blocks bacterial and viral adhesion. Available in stores and online at clear.com. That is X-L-E-A-R.com.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. So we're talking about this kind of good and evil thing, and we're talking about CBS, and, you know, they deleted their tweet proclaiming that they are ready to worship this satanic event thing that was going on at the Grammys. And, yeah, I mean, this isn't the first sign of this whole satanic nonsense that seems to be leaking into our society. You can go back to the last couple Olympic opening ceremonies. There's been some really weird things. I don't remember which ones, but I know that they've been just bizarre, just odd. I don't even know what it means, but there's been a lot of references to them being, you know, somehow satanically oriented. I think one of the big things that's surprising is CERN, you know, the Large Hadron Collider in Europe and all the stuff around that. I mean, you know, the Goddard tunnel ceremony, you know, is just openly borderline satanic weirdness. I mean, I don't even know what this stuff is. And I got to be honest. I view this as something that's a little hard to talk about because it doesn't sound credible to me. And I don't like saying things that don't feel credible. But, you know, when I look at these different things, what am I supposed to say? And the guy's wearing devil hats and devil this, and they got flames and they're singing the song Unholy and they're dancing around doing whatever it was that they're doing. I mean, what should I say about this? I mean, you know, I understand that it may seem like a stretch, but, you know, if someone tells me, hey, I just shot someone and I go and I find that body laying there dead, should I not believe them? I mean, you know, when they're telling you what they're doing, should we just refuse to believe it because it's that stupid or sick? That's a recipe for disaster. I mean, Hitler told us what he was going to do and everybody didn't just kind of, oh, you know, that crazy Hitler. You know, I mean, it's just insane. So, you know, when I look at this and I see these guys, you know, saying we're ready to worship, this is the official CBS account. Are they speaking? Is that just one person or is that the whole network that they're speaking for? And the problem is could I believe them anyways? Because once you said, hey, I'm in it to worship Satan, what, I should believe that you're telling me the truth when you said, oh, that was just a crazy intern? Why would I believe you? You just said that you're pro-Satan. What, you wouldn't lie? Why, your morality's good? You know, I mean, I'm going to be real clear here. If you tell me you're an atheist, or if you tell me that you're pro-Satan, then that means I can't trust you. Because why should I trust you? If you don't believe that you're accountable to anything outside of, you know, my ability to discern your truthfulness or untruthfulness, why should I, then why would you tell the truth? You just practice being a better liar, right? So they delete this and, you know, there's no real comment on why they deleted this. But, I mean, you know, apparently Grammys were a ratings disaster, 12.4 million viewers. Well, that means 12.4 million people watch that sick perversion. That may be a ratings disaster, but that's a lot of people who either turned it on and didn't turn it off, or, you know, I don't know. Honestly, if it was three people, it would be too many. Just the participants in it were too many. This is sick stuff, folks. This is sick, sick stuff. And you've got to understand that what I said about lying applies on a broader scale too, right? So if you don't believe that you're accountable to a creator God or to someone who can judge you or see you or know you, what you do is not limited, right? There's no reason that you can't lie because it's just whether you can get away with it. But that applies more broadly. There's no reason you can't steal or murder. You don't have to feel bad if you don't think there's right and wrong, do you? You just have to know whether you can get away with it. And so if you don't believe in a God, if you're an atheist, for example, there's no reason for you to not to kill someone if you can get away with it. The only accountability you have is whether you can get away with it. And it's just that simple, because there is no end game. There is no anything else. And don't tell me I know a moral atheist. I don't care. That just means you know an idiot. Because at the end of the day, if you're an atheist, if you're truly an atheist and you are against the belief of God and you are, you know, adamantly outspoken, because agnostic is someone who's kind of indifferent. An atheist is someone who is adamantly against the belief in God. If you are an atheist and you're not lying, cheating, and stealing to the fullest extent that you can get away from with, you're an idiot. Because why wouldn't you? Now, I'm a Christian. So I'm not going to lie or cheat or steal because I think it's wrong. I don't want to go to hell. And I love God, so I would feel bad about sinning against him. If you're an atheist, you don't have that. Right? These are some universal truths. This is why faith and religion has allowed the human race to grow and to develop, whereas, you know, monkeys are still monkeys. We have as a species, humanity has, I mean, religion has allowed us to go from a warring faction, a group of, you know, nomadic monsters, to what we are today, because God gave us rights and wrongs. He created a situation, a system, where we could grow as, you know, his chosen group of living creatures, right? That makes sense, right? By the same token, if you choose not to believe or you choose to reject God, there's no reason that you have to live by any of those rules. Again, morality can only come from God, or, you know, it's just not a thing. And if it's not a thing, if moral relativism is the thing, well, then morality is meaningless. There is no morality. So, anyways, I think that this is really an incredible thing. I don't think that we can talk too much about it, because it's this kind of evil that is permeating our society, and it's this kind of thing. And speaking of evil permeating our society, let's talk about Disney. One of the root causes of the cultural degradation we're seeing. You know, I want to encourage the boycott Disney trend. I want to promote, I am a huge supporter of hashtag boycott Disney. I need to go tweet something about it. I don't think I've tweeted on, but I need to start using that everywhere. Boycotting Disney is a good thing. Until Disney decides to be done with this nonsense, they need to go. Disney, I mean, they had a cartoon about the Antichrist, for crying out loud. They're trying to market this to children. Now they've got their new thing pushing for reparations and claiming that Lincoln didn't free the slaves and that America's evil. Why are we supporting these people? Why are we watching CBS? Why are we paying for Disney? Why are we not boycotting Disney? I'm sorry. I know they're, you know, I know they have, like, if you get their old stuff, some of it's entertaining. The new stuff's all garbage. And don't get me on my rant about the Girl Thor thing that they got going on. I mean, it's just, for crying out loud. And I'm not talking about the female Thor. I'm talking about the male Thor that has a penis that acts like he doesn't. You know, I mean, it's just, this whole thing is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Boycott Disney. Hashtag boycott Disney. Share it. Share the time. Hashtag Time Run Show. Hashtag boycott Disney. I just share that everywhere. You can't share it enough. That's something that needs to be everywhere. We need to promote that. These people are sick. They're promoting a culture of evil, a culture of chaos, and they're destroying our country. They're destroying everything about what it means to be an American. You know, America is about being free, but freedom only works when you do right by each other. You know, you can be free and do evil, or you can be free and do good. If you're doing evil, the freedom's not going to last, because evil will inherently try and take over and control and manipulate. Evil doesn't like freedom. So if you want to continue being free, you have to continue fighting against evil and continue fighting for freedom. I am excited to see that Boycott Disney is trending. I'm excited that Boycott Disney is really picked up steam. I'm excited that Disney's financials are in the toilet. You know, I mean, you cannot have this stuff. I mean, quote, slaves built this country. The descendants of slaves continue to build it. Slaves built this country. And we, the descendants of slaves in America, have earned reparations for their suffering and continue to earn reparations every moment we spend submerged in a systemic prejudice, racism, and white supremacy. That is a direct quote from the Disney cartoon, the new Disney cartoon that has resulted in people boycotting Disney, which they should. It's Proud Family, I think, is the name of it. You should avoid that at all costs, unless you want to throw up everywhere and be angry. So, yeah. Okay, well, you get the idea, folks. I'm fussy. I'm annoyed. I'm done with. I'm really just done with the pro evil platform, right? I mean, it's like, really? I mean, well, look what the pro evil platform has brought us. I mean, it's brought us death, carnage. I mean, we have died suddenly. We have all sorts of great things happening, like the sterility of a lot of women who might have thought they wanted to have children. We got all sorts of good things coming from this, right? And speaking of dying suddenly, I think there's been a huge, huge, huge development in that, right? More people died suddenly. Here's the thing, though. There's a commentary posted. And the title of this commentary, this op-ed, is "Why Have So Many People Died Suddenly?" Now, that's not in and of itself all that big of a deal, because a lot of people are asking that question. We're seeing a lot of those commentaries. I talk about that every day. The reason that's a big deal is because this commentary has appeared on Rasmussen Reports. Rasmussen Reports published this. What? Is Rasmussen right wing? No. Okay, no, they're not. But they publish this, and it's really an interesting commentary. I mean, it's you know, they specifically talk about a number of people who've died suddenly. They talk about all sorts of things, and you know, they talk about the statistics from the Rasmussen poll. They talk about all sorts of things that are really off the table. I mean, they even mentioned Damar Hamlin, who, you know, after a quote from the article, who after an unremarkable hit, right? Because it was unremarkable. It wasn't a big hit. It was just a normal bump, and he, you know, he got back up and then collapsed, right? This is shocking that this would be on Rasmussen. What's even more shocking is when we see that they included real things. Quote, "So much so that the average monthly number of deaths between 2021 and April of 2022 is 1,700% than the monthly average between 1966 and 2004. 1,700%. Now, this is in athletes, you know, but 1,700% increase. No worries, nothing to see here. And then they say, why isn't the FDA and NIH or CDC publishing their own data? If all this is misinformation, as big tech and corporate media describe it, the government health authority should easily be able to disprove it rather than calling on social media giants to censor or ban anything contrary to their safe and effective mantra." Wow. Wow. It almost sounds like this guy's listening to me, but somehow he got published on Rasmussen. That is truly shocking. Truly shocking. There's a lot of really interesting poll quotes in this. You know, they actually, within this article, they even refer to the movie, the Died Suddenly movie. They quote, "The 2022 film Died Suddenly reinforces the above concerns. Despite critics describing the movie as baseless propaganda or pseudoscience, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Why doesn't the CDC do a simple analysis, as Steve Kirsch has suggested, linking death and vaccination records? Kirsch has even offered to do a bet on this." Okay, that's a great question. It's baseless propaganda, they say, right? Except for, okay, show us the evidence. Oh, we're just supposed to trust you, CDC. And big government and everybody else, because you haven't lied at all. I mean, Deborah Birx is out there telling everybody that her job was to lie to Donald Trump about everything COVID. She's literally telling people that was her job. But we should trust you that Died Suddenly is nonsense, right? I mean, that's just because you're not lying about that. You only lie about some things. Going back to what I said, when do you trust a liar? So if you believe it's okay to lie, why should I trust you ever? Right? I don't like liars. I don't deal well with liars. Because, you know, if you're a liar, why should I trust you? ever. This goes back to what we were talking about, right and wrong, a battle of good versus evil, which is exactly what we're facing. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. You know, I talked to my buddy Eric Naputi today, and he was talking, because I sell his vitamins on TomRens.com. Nucleogenics is Naputi's Inner Circle. There's a bunch of things like this. I talked to him on TomRens.com about all this stuff. And, you know, Naputi is a good dude. And he's been fighting us, and he's been putting this out. So you got guys like him who are fighting to save lives and put truth out there. And what's he get for it? He gets the federal government going after him, suing him for $500 billion for promoting vitamin D and zinc and giving it away during COVID. They're suing him because they're alleging he said that that's a good thing for COVID and that was fraud. Hey, FTC, sue me if you want. Vitamin D and zinc are great for COVID. I recommend it a lot more than I would ever recommend these death jab vaccines. The vaccines will kill you. They will kill you. They will kill you dead. Go ahead and sue me. I do this for a living. I'll be happy. You can't run up my legal bills because that's all I do anyways. Scumbags. They take advantage of these people. It's ridiculous. Listen, get yourself a Genesis HOCL. We got to get ready for a break, but I want you to get yourself a Genesis HOCL. It's a wonderful product. You can use it. It'll stop the spread of germs in your house. You click on the banner ad, you put out loud code in the checkout, and you get a huge discount. It's just that simple. You need to have one of these on hand. We'll be right back after this break.
We know you love the versatility and portability of the Genesis Fogger, but sometimes you just want to set it and forget it. Well, we heard you. Introducing the UX4 HOCL Atomizer. This stationary unit quietly protects you and is perfect for smaller spaces. With over 250,000 units sold in Japan, it's now available in the United States. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to see the UX4 in action and receive a 15% discount on either Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you're ready for anything.
We are fighting the ultimate fight between good and evil. AmericaOutloud.com replaces groupthink with innovative think. Well, it was Walt Whitman, the poet, who said, "Keep your face always toward the sunshine, and shadows will fall behind you." America Out Loud Talk Radio, liberty and justice for all.
Here on America Out Loud, we emphasize optimal health, and air is the most essential element for life. The average person inhales over 35 pounds of air every day, yet we seldom think about how to rid the air of pathogens swiftly and safely when we need to. The Genesis Fogger Plus HOCL is the only way to quickly and naturally restore air to its optimal condition. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud for a free ebook on everything you need to know about HOCL and receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next.
Okay, so I was talking about Naputi. So these scumbag evil pieces of garbage want to sue Naputi for $500 billion for trying to get people to, for they're alleging, because he misrepresented vitamin D and zinc. Vitamin D and zinc help with COVID. Okay, this is incredibly well known. But the government continues on with this. Why? Well, because they don't want to acknowledge that they're liars and crooks, and because they want to run up his legal bills, and because the government is the enemy of we the people. All they're trying to do is run up his legal bills. And I'm going to be real honest. I'm looking real hard and considering whether or not we need to make ethics charges against the attorneys who are on this. And I hope you guys are listening, and I hope it gets there to the Justice Department, because Justice Department, I'm getting ready to consider, I'm looking at what we got to do to fight back. it is not ethical for you to bring a case in bad faith. This case is in bad faith. Hey, attorneys, do you guys want to put your license on this? You want to take that bet? I think we need to look at the ethics of continuing to promote this case, which could only be in bad faith at this point. Now, I'm not representing Napudi on this case, but I'm happy to help him whenever I can, and I do help him whenever I can. And I'm just going to tell you, one of the strategies that I'm personally looking at is whether or not he's got any ability to deal with ethical charges against these DOJ lawyers who are selling their soul. They know that this is not ethical. But this goes back to good and evil. You got a guy who is doing good, trying to help people, keep them safe, keep them healthy. And then on the other side, you've got pure evil. These people who are fine pushing things that they knew were going to kill people. And then they put a bunch of paid mercenary lawyers who have no souls, apparently, to go after a case. And they're willing to put their career above their ethics, because that's what this comes down to. If those attorneys in the DOJ say, we refuse to do this case, it's unethical, which it is, they're gonna have career problems. So the question is it ethical to use the power of the government to attack a private citizen as they're doing? Our government is as evil as CBS. They're just doing the wrong thing. We cannot tolerate this. This is what happens when evil permeates our society. What's right is less important than what's easy. What's easy for these attorneys who are attacking Napudi is to continue to promote their own career and continue to grow professionally themselves. To hell with what they're doing to him or his family. To hell with what they're doing elsewhere. They don't care. That's why you should go to TomRentz.com. You should support Nucleogenics and support Napudi's Inner Circle. Get involved. Support our other sponsors, bh-pm.com. They're a great, great sponsor. We're doing everything we can to help Eric. I'm not representing him, but I am actively involved in trying to help him. And I can't say any more than that on air, but I have provided him an awful lot of advice. Obviously, I would never charge him. He's my friend. We're supporting him in a lot of ways, and he deserves that because he is absolutely fighting the good fight. This good and evil thing is really the theme of the show today. You know, it really, really is. We are truly, truly fighting evil, evil, nefarious people. And when there are no morals and there are no ethics, you get things like the attack on Eric Napudi. You get things like the CBS Grammy show. You get things like all this other stuff. And you get people willing to lie and to push things, even though the result has died suddenly. I had started to talk about how important it is that that's published on Rasmussen. And here's why. There's a large group of academics out there, and they're people who are true to science. They're true to academia. They're not necessarily always evil or rotten people, but they are always going to stay true to what they see as scientifically valid. And they, you know, if you're a scientist, a legitimate scientist, you recognize you can't know everything about everything. So you tend to respect other legitimate scientists. So the problem is when the CDC, who is supposed to be legitimate scientists, even though they're not, scientists at universities and some of these other people, when they're supposed to be telling the truth and they're lying, there's a presumption that they're being honest, right? So there's a lot of scientists, and you think the statisticians and people at places like Rasmussen, scientists and statisticians and, you know, researchers in fields unrelated to healthcare, they're all out there giving benefit of the doubt to trust the science, follow Anthony Fauci. This appearing in Rasmussen is not just a right or left thing. It's that even these mainstream scientists are starting to question this. Even the mainstream can't dodge this anymore. The truth is so massive and so in our face that you just can't miss it. And everybody sees where it's going. We won this. The fight is won, right? The question is about accountability and saving the lives that we still have to save. The question now is not whether we win this fight. It's how hard do we have to fight to ensure accountability, to ensure that people are held responsible, and to make sure that we can take care of all the people who've been injured or are going to be dying from this. What's the future of humanity look like after Bill Gates succeeded in ensuring that his vaccines kill everybody? This is what we have to look at. This is what we have to do, right? By the way, Bill Gates quite openly spoke about, you know, how if we had enough, you know, vaccination can lead to fewer people. I mean, he's spoken about that several times. So, you know, I think that we really have to kind of remember throughout anything that we're dealing with is that the fight that we're fighting is a good and evil fight. And it's manifesting in various ways. And the failure of us to fight that properly, well, that leads to the mess that we're in. I've got a couple other stories that I want to get that are kind of stack of stuff type things. They're a little more random, but I think they're really important. First one is we have a 73-year-old rancher in Arizona who was charged with murder after shooting an illegal who had crossed into the U.S. multiple times and been deported. And then not only was he accused, I mean, you know, so we got this guy who keeps crossing into the U.S. and keeps crossing this guy's ranch and, you know, what have you. And, you know, this guy, you got to understand that this isn't a safe situation for these guys in the border. Now, I don't know the details of this guy's story, this rancher, George Allen Kelly. But George Allen Kelly was a rancher. And what I can tell you that I do know is that if you live along the border, the southern border, it's dangerous. I mean, you get these drug runners and mules that are carrying all this stuff, and you get these guys who are carrying, smuggling illegals and all this stuff through there, and they're armed to the teeth, and they'll shoot you. They don't have any issue with that. This 73-year-old man, I don't know, probably felt like he was threatened or whatever, but he shoots this guy, right? So they put him in jail for murder, for shooting this illegal who's crossing his property and defending his property. And they set $1 million bail. $1 million. Despite the fact this guy's got a wife who's at home alone and, you know, needs him around. I mean, really? $1 million? We're letting people out of jail for everything and anything. We're letting child molesters and murderers out of jail like it's our job. But this guy's defending his property. And, you know, you can't use most states. You typically can't use deadly force to defend your property. But in some states, and apparently under Arizona law, deadly force is allowed to protect on one's property if the homeowner believes it's immediately necessary to prevent a trespassing or some other issues, right? So, you know, this whole thing is suspect under the law, and $1 million while we're letting out everybody? This is just absolute ridiculousness. 73-year-old man charged with murder for defending his property because our federal government won't do their dang job. Biden's a piece of crap. I'm sorry, that guy is a piece of human excrement at best. He is lower than what you find in his diaper. Okay, next stack of stuff thing. This is a stack of stuff, right? I'm a long ways from being Rush, but I did love Rush's stack of stuff. And so you've got Tom's stack of stuff. Well, next on my stack of stuff, we have, guess what? Oklahoma insurrection. Now, I know you've heard about this because this is second only to J6. The world ended on January 6th because the grand monarchs of the United States of America were threatened, and it was terrifying, and bad guys were doing bad things, and they were scary. Apparently, Oklahoma capital We saw a bunch of transgender and transgender supporters and activists and transgender whatevers stormed the Capitol. Pictures, video, you can't miss it. It looks much worse than J6. I mean, much, much worse. These peaceful trans protesters, who were less peaceful than the January 6th protesters, decided to storm it on February 6th. So we got 1-6 and 2-6. And this was obviously an insurrection. It was the most violent insurrection in history. This was definitely worse than the J6 insurrection. And so I know that Congress is going to be creating a February 6th insurrection committee any day now to determine what happened when democracy was almost destroyed in Oklahoma because of the trans activists who had an insurrection. You can count the minutes. I'm sure that there will be endless news story for at least 2 years about the trans activists that were chanting, "This is our house," in the Oklahoma Capitol and just overtook the whole Capitol. And they just, it was also very scary, I think. I'm sure someone cried and peed their pants. There's no reports of anybody being shot, any unarmed people being shot through doors or being beaten to death by a Capitol Police. Those may come, but maybe they're just hiding 18,000 hours of surveillance footage on this one. Maybe that's why. I don't know. It was something going on there. But so insurrection in Oklahoma. My buddy Clay Clark is down there and his whole crew, they're out of Oklahoma. Mark Sherwood, we got a whole bunch of people, good people down in Oklahoma. I don't know. But they've got a terrible, terrible problem with the insurrection. It's a constitutional crisis. America is about to end because we have now seen what is actually worse than January 6th. Just mind-blowing. The horror. I almost cried when I saw it. I think I had PTSD. I am very much in touch with my feminine side, so I cry a lot. Okay, moving on from that. Every now and then we'll see someone get busted for being into child porn or something like that. Speaking of all this satanic evil stuff. And, everybody kind of cheers. It's like, good, I hope this guy goes to jail forever. And when he's in jail and the things that happen to people who abuse children happen to them, you kind of feel like, good, they deserve it. Isn't it interesting that the feds have all this evidence and all this stuff on Jeffrey Epstein? And who's being arrested? I haven't seen the Duke over in England get arrested yet. Has anybody really talked about Bill Clinton or Kevin Spacey or I don't know, pick your guy, Bill Gates, these guys who were buddies with Epstein? Nobody's really talking about them. I'm kind of curious. I'm not sure why it is that we've got one of the most prolific sexual monsters on the planet, child sex monsters ever, that, by the way, committed suicide in prison. He wasn't murdered. He committed suicide with a bed sheet by leaning against a bed with a paper sheet something niner. I believe there was a niner in there. He just coincidentally. And by the way, did you ever hear the results of that investigation? Did you ever find out, why the guards moved and the cameras were the way they were, and doesn't seem to be any evidence anywhere of anything? Did we ever hear about that? Maybe I missed that story. I wonder what happened. I wonder how he managed to kill himself in such a bizarre fashion. That's curious. It's almost as curious as the fact that I haven't heard a whole lot more about the names in his black book or the tapes that they've got. Those videotapes that he was well known for making. I mean, obviously we don't know what's on them, but I'd be curious, wouldn't you? I don't know that I actually want to watch them because, frankly, I think I'd puke. But I'd be curious to know. Yeah, someone could give me a summary, I guess. I'd be curious for an under oath summary. I'd actually hope for an under oath summary because I really wouldn't want to watch them myself. But, you know, we're not seeing a whole lot on Epstein and his crew, and I'm not sure why. If I were a prosecutor, I think I'd be all over that one, right? I'd be excited. I'd put some molesters in jail. I don't know. Go figure. It seems bizarre to me. It seems really, really bizarre. It's almost like these prosecutors are afraid to go after it. But I know that's not it, because these guys only care about law and order, and they're good guys. So it's good stuff. It's really good stuff. But I need you to go to TomRens.com. I need you to support my Substack. Like I said, support Napudi. Go to MyPillow. Tell them Ren sent you. Mike's got some great new stuff coming out. I love his pillows. I just want you to support Lindell. All the money that was going to Bed Bath & Beyond before they went bankrupt because they decided to go woke and now are broke, that's great. Send it to Lindell. And if you would, and you use the Rens thing at checkout, that would be great because, you know, so go to TomRens.com, subscribe to my Substack. We do need more subscribers. We need more people. Please go there. We also need you to share it and to share everything we're doing and support us on our Give, Send, Go. We do need to raise some more money. That money goes towards lawsuits, towards fighting the fight, towards everything we do. Everything in my life is about fighting the fight. It's all I do. It's all I want to do. So if you can support me, I'll be grateful. And if you keep listening, I'll be back tomorrow. So thank you all, and you have a great day.